This far enough.
What do you mean, this is far enough? The agreement was to take me into the rebel camp at Simbarundi.
The general has change of mind, Miss Hawkins. No American reporter come to Simbarundi.
You haven't seen the general tonight, so how do you know?
Very well. I say no American reporter come to Simbarundi. Nebula, Toro!
What's with the bullet?
Time for you die.
I'm not an enemy. I'm trying to find out what this rebellion of yours is all about. That's why I want an interview with your General Entebbe.
Already you know too much. Toro, you shook! Good. He can interview our crocodile.
Theater 5 presents Incident at Simbarundi.
The African sun has gone to your head, Coke. Or maybe you've had one too many of this crummy cafe's homemade beers.
Oh, now, don't care, spies. Examine the situation objectively.
Not objectively. Look, you're the one with all this international intrigue buzzing in your bonnet.
You might at least look beyond your nose.
Look, I'm a newspaper reporter, not one of those foreign correspondents you see in the movies. Right now, I'm covering a bush war instead of a police beat.
Ah, but aren't you interested in what's behind it all?
To me, this little jungle ruckus is the natural reaction to the end of colonial rule. Some two-bit tribal chiefs are trying to throw their weight around, that's all.
I see. What about Red China?
Look, we used to have the same thing in Chicago when a gang leader got knocked off and the other punks tried to cut up the territory. Somebody was always trying to make it out to be a big conspiracy of the underworld.
I've got some contacts you don't have, spies. I've also been around here a bit longer than you.
Red China hasn't been able to get to first base in this part of Africa.
Oh? Would you care to listen for just a minute?
Go ahead. Talk.
Well, now, we are sitting in a sidewalk cafe in a small provincial capital city. It's a small but prosperous city. Concrete government buildings, an airfield, a decent hotel, a cinema, all that sort of thing. Very civilized. But out there in the street, cattle are sharing the right of way with autos and buses. It's still a country town in primitive farm country. Now, how can a backward farm country support a shooting war? Pay hard cash for guns and ammunition? Where do you think General Entebbe is getting his funds?
Entebbe captured all that military hardware from the legal government when he rebelled. He raided an arsenal, you know.
Well, it got him started, but where's he getting his replacements?
Entebbe was a sergeant major in the colonial army. He'd know where every round of ammunition was stored, and he'd get it.
He's buying the stuff in North Africa, old boy, with gold and credit supplied by Red China.
Oh, it's no wonder that you British write the best spy and detective stories.
And not only that, Entebbe himself has been bought by Red China. £50,000 has been deposited in his name at a Swiss bank.
Well, it's a real hot story, Coke. If you're sure of your sources, why don't you cable it out? It's information that all of the Western powers would like to have, if it's true.
Well, I need one more document for proof. I know it exists. I've asked my contacts to get it for me. And when it comes around...
Monsieur Cook!
You're being paged, Cook.
It's coming on, Philippe. My contact in the local government, good man.
This man, he is a friend, Monsieur Cook.
Well, this is Tom Spires. Philippe represents an American news service. It's quite all right.
Then... have you heard the latest?
Well, first off, what about the document I want?
Oh, in this envelope. Entebbe himself has signed it. You will see.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is it, Spires. Proof of the Red China pudding that Entebbe's got himself into.
I'll have a closer look at that later. What's the late news you mentioned?
An American newsman murdered on the river last night by Entebbe's men.
Hawkins?
I did not learn the name, Monsieur Spires. Only that he hoped to have a personal interview with the General Entebbe. And he was turned over to the crocodiles. If you think you are dealing with gentle people, Spires.
Hawkins. Poor devil. Last time I saw him, he was trying to set up an interview. I warned him.
I think if you sit right here, you may have the opportunity to get the interview yourself before the day is out.
Well, what are you saying?
The insurgent bandits could enter the city at any time. Our airfield is captured. Our cable line is out.
Oh. Well, there you are, spies. Golden opportunity. All things come to him who waits. Huh? Have another whiskey and get a personal interview with the elusive general.
Let's not wait, Coke. You got wheels?
I've got a jeep. You care to join me?
I'm here to report this war, not fight it. Let's go.
Philippe, is there a road still open?
The road to the north, Monsieur Coke. That is, I am told it is still open.
Where will we file our stories, Coke?
Now, there's an airfield about 200 miles west of Simburundi. Should still be in government hands. Might get the stories out of there by wireless.
Well, that means backtracking through the bush to bypass Simburundi.
I know. Be a rough ride.
Are you going to file the story on Entebbe and the Red China Gold?
I can't think of any reason why not.
Entebbe would like to get recognition from the West. That story will blow it up for him.
Look, I can't say he's a communist. I think he's a little man gone power mad, and he'll take whatever backing is offered. But the point is that Peiping saw the chance to get a foothold here and did back him. That makes him dangerous, and the story has to be told.
I'd like to see that document you got from Philippe.
It's in the bag behind the seat. Have a look.
Have you considered the possibility it might be a forgery?
A roadblock.
Under the jeep!
They shoot first and talk later.
Are you all right, Spies?
Sure, their aim is lousy. Keep your head down.
They must be in Tebby's men.
I don't care whose men they are. The point is they don't like us.
And a war correspondent can't carry arms.
That's a grenade!
Look here, this is a bad spot under the jeep that could set it afire and broil us alive.
Maybe we'd better raise the white flag.
Why don't we rush the devils?
Like barehanded?
Well, they don't take aim with those guns. They just hoist the barrel and pot away. They give you odds we can throw a scare into them.
They might be so scared they'd use those bayonets.
Got a better idea?
Sure. Let's give up.
Hey, here's up there, coming out of the brush. That's a big Chevy.
Yeah, he seems to be in charge. Look, this is no time for heroic stuff.
Ed, I think he's calling off the barrage.
With that machine pistol he's got, he could have made the capture without firing a shot.
They apparently have ammo to waste. Please note that.
I noted. Also note that we're getting a signal from the big one.
Mm-hmm. Wants us to come out from under the jeep.
Well, come on.
I've heard they don't take prisoners.
Yeah. He's got men behind us, too.
Yes. All right, one way or another, we've had it. Let's move out and take our lick.
I don't know about you, but I'm a friendly neutral. I'm supposed to report this war, not fight it.
Hands on head!
Better do what he says, Coke. Don't be a hero. Hey, what's with the knife?
You stay shut up!
With that knife in my belly?
You stay shut up!
Spires, you had a money bill.
Yeah.
Now that's what he's after.
How do you know?
Sharper, I saw the bulge under your shirt.
Here, Biggin. Here, I'll give you the belt.
Good. Plenty full of francs.
Maybe the money's all he wants.
Don't be a fool.
Hmm? Forward! Forward you go!
Forward where to, big chap?
Down to river.
Uh-oh. Should we cut and run?
If he missed us with a machine pistol, he could still run us down.
The river is where they killed Hawkins.
Why do you want us down there, big chap?
You news people?
We're foreign correspondents.
You news people. General Entebbe say bring news people to him. We go to river. Take boat to general at Simbarundi. Forward!
Think the general wants to shoot us personally, Cook?
General Entebbe.
Stand easy, large one. You have brought me two news correspondents?
They outside.
One American, one British, yes?
I don't know. Both talk English. Talk a lot.
Say that I welcome them to the rebellion headquarters at Simbarundi.
What we do with them?
Put them in the empty room upstairs, post a guard. I will deal with them tonight.
They think you go and kill them, General.
They could be right. Go, lock them up.
You go in room. Make trouble, get shot.
Big ham-handed clown, nearly broke my neck.
Quite frankly, I'm surprised we got here at all. This seems to be the crocodile season on the Simbarundi River.
Simbarundi. Crummy little town, isn't it?
Strategic little town. Quite a trade center before the rebels took it over. I suppose this house belonged to a white trader. Seems to be quite a substantial building.
What's in there?
It's a big closet, stripped bare, of course.
How's the wall at the back of it?
Solid. Very solid. Yes, I expect this was the master bedroom. Good view of the river from here.
Yeah, not a good the view of the river is to us. Those windows can be opened?
Settle back in your chair, old boy. They're good for ventilation, that's all.
Why can't we get through? Oh, I see why we can't.
Mm-hmm. Good 20-foot drop down to the yard, and the yard cluttered with assorted rebel troops.
Yeah. I can't say they look too alert.
Can't say they look much like troops.
One burst from a Thompson would send them flying.
If we had a Thompson gun.
Look, that guard, the biggin posted outside our door, has got a machine pistol like the biggins. Look like the old German Schmeiser to me.
Yes, he does a very effective job of spraying bullets. Unfortunately, the guard is outside the door. And we're inside.
Better sit down and think about it. There's no way out of here. I hate to contemplate the future, buddy.
You know, I think we can assume that this house is General Entebbe's headquarters.
They had us blindfolded coming through the house. How do you figure that?
Well, from the number of troops scattered about. I could hear them in the hall downstairs, even if I couldn't see them. This makes it especially rough for us.
Well, you're the military expert. Give me the whole picture.
These rebel troops are little better than a mob. Entebbe is their only professional soldier. He's recruited these kids from their tribes in the back hills and hasn't even had a cadre to help him train them.
Hmm.
Without training or discipline, they're easily thrown into a flap, which is about the only hope we have at the moment, as I see it.
How does the picture change if Entebbe is on the scene?
Oh, he was a sergeant major in a colonial regiment, a top kick, you Americans would call him. He ever tried to shake one of those boys?
Not recently.
They're non-shakable and non-flappable.
Yeah.
Yes, if he's in the house, it could make a very big difference to us.
Oh, sounds like you're planning big action.
Of a sort. It's coming to be bit by bit.
And then all my fighting with the pen, not the sword. And keep that in mind, huh?
I will.
Suppose we just sit here, see what happens.
Now, since Entebbe had us brought here alive, we're probably hostages. You know what's happened to some of the hostages held by these fellows?
Yes, yes. Gruesome.
Yes, I think we are better off getting shot while trying to make a break.
I suppose. Look, maybe we could break out and not get shot, huh?
Always hope for the best.
Sure, every time.
Well, ready to hear the drill?
Shoot.
Have a listen while you're there by the door. Anything stirring outside?
Guard is still out there. Heard him shuffling around. I think we should keep our voices down.
All right, now. Confusion is what we're after. Complete chaos, in fact. We're going to create it and keep it going.
Barehanded?
The guard outside has a machine pistol, as you said. We'll take that away from him.
Just like candy from a baby.
Almost. You and I are going to start a brawl in here, yelling, throwing furniture.
Okay.
He'll unlock the door and poke his head in to see what's going on. You want a bet?
No. Bad odds.
All right, now you're crashing about in the middle of the room. I'm next to the door. When the door opens and the head comes in, I drop him.
And from him you take one machine pistol?
Righto. Now the racket will bring more of them upstairs, and from there on, just follow me.
Well, I'm glad to stay behind you.
Okay, let's get it on the road. Rip off some unkind things about me in a loud voice, will you? All right, let's go.
You say that to me? I'll break your pointed head.
Ah, your parents pound you on a rock.
Will you get over that door?
I'm going to stick his head in here.
There he is! Grab that gun!
I got it.
hand.
Fine.
God! They make trouble! I kill!
You get your hands up, big chap.
I kill!
Hi!
Quick shooting, Coach!
You fellas! Drop your guns! Pick up the big chap's machine pistols, Spires.
Got it!
Now we're going to use these blokes as a screen all the way to the river. Keep a sharp eye.
I'm with you.
Hi! Hark! Turn! Down the stairs! Lively now! Spires, push past them into the hall. Throw a burst through the hall window and we'll clear the yard of those blokes.
Righto. One side, you. One side. One side.
Hey!
Look at them run. Watch them out of the front door. Go. Road's clear.
Hey! Turn! Right down the hall and out the door.
Drop the smashers!
It's got to be in Tebby.
Drop the smashers! You're covered!
Do as he says, Spires.
Now! About turn!
General, I certainly admire your courage.
My courage? You make a joke.
No joke. I mean it. Last night, your men murdered an American correspondent. And I suppose you're about to murder two more. One American, one British. Obviously, you don't care a hoot what kind of press you get in the Western nations. That takes courage.
That is all you want to say?
No. On the other hand, we might do you some good, if alive.
Tell me how. Stand as you are. You're still covered.
A sergeant major becomes a general commanding his own army. Sets out to found his own country. Obviously an exceptional man with a great story. He could get the same news coverage as the heads of major nations usually get.
Yes. You could get me front page coverage indeed. Quote. Entebbe, a stooge of Red China. Unquote.
Why do you say that, General?
We have information about your research into my connections with the People's Republic of Red China, Mr. Koch. Mr. Hawkins was also doing the same kind of research and also took us for fools. You are aware what happened to him on the river last night.
Yes, and you found the document in my bag.
Of course. And I will add something you do not know, since you will never get out to tell it. In 6 months, the People's Government of China will be firmly established in this part of Africa through me. And my people will rise to fulfill their destiny.
Wait a minute. You're plotting to turn this whole section of Africa over to Red Chinese control. Is that correct, General?
For the good of my people, yes.
Cook, it's absolutely essential for our governments to know about this.
Well, of course it's essential, Spires. But if you can suggest a way for me to get it to them before the General can shoot me, I'll...
No problem. I'm going to let him shoot me and you take off.
Hey, what is this?
Come off it, Spires. You're the non-hero, remember?
The machine pistol is on the floor at your feet, Cook. I'm gonna heave myself
at the General!
Fire!
Shoot him, Cook!
All right, you other blokes, as you were. Hands on your heads, move it! I said move it!
Get him in line, Cook!
I got him in line, Spires. Oh, you blessed idiot. I'm going to rig a stretcher.
No, keep him covered. No need for a stretch. I'm finished.
Nonsense, I'll tape you up.
Finished. Just be sure you make it out for the story.
Now, look here, Spires. You go. Spires. Spires! So you didn't want to be a hero. Well, lad, I didn't really think we had a chance of getting the Red China story out of here. Now I'm sure we will.
All right, you blighters, look alive! You're going to be my screen, and we're walking through that whole mob outside. Up to it now! Right out the hall door and down the road, and I'll blow you sky high if you try to cut and run.
Theater 5 has presented Incident at Simbarundi, written by Don Lamb, directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Ed Zimmerman, Ian Martin, Wayne Tippett, and Ralph Camargo. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Ralph Herman. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser.